The pasuk says, "Vayechezak lev paro v'lo shama lehem." Paro's heart was hard, and he wouldn't listen to them as Hashem had said. So the Medrash says, the first five makos, it only says Paro's heart was hard. The last five makos, Hashem says, even if you want to, I won't let you. And that's what it says in the five last ones, Hashem hardened his heart. If we look earlier in Rashi, we should really pay attention that the idea of hardening his heart was as Paro switches what he's saying many times and he's not scared. So many miracles are happening and he's witnessing them. So hardening his heart the first five times is different than the last five times. The last five times Hashem did, so we don't have questions about it. He didn't have control. But the first five times he did. How was he able to harden his heart when he's seeing these miracles? How was he not scared? Moshe repeatedly warns him this is going to happen. So Rav Chalap tells us a phenomenal point in our own nature. Rav Chalap says, when a person destroys their traits, when a person is arrogant, when a person has fantasies, we imagine greatness that we don't really have. So then when people come and ask us something, so then a person starts feeling even greater. They're asking me. And when a person feels greater, then again, his perception is distorted. And what happens is, the more arrogant a person is, the more they try to show other people how much they're worth. And they're trying to show everyone, you need me.
The more distorted what is?
The more distorted their arrogance, their self-perception. So then when someone asks them for something, so then they want to show them, you see how important I am? You see that you need me? Hashem wanted Paro to personally send the Jews out of Mitzrayim because Hashem had decreed till when we would be in servitude. And if the years weren't up, we hadn't completed our 400 years, so Paro had to send them out. If the 400 years were up, then Hashem would say, that's it, leave, I told you to leave. But now Hashem's saying it's not yet the 400 years. So if Paro sends them out, that's fine. So Paro thought, why is Hashem asking me? Hashem keeps asking me, send the Jews, send the Jews. Sounds like I have control. So if I have control, then the answer is no. If you're asking, then the answer is no. And that's part of how lowly a person is. Because even when something's an utter lie, and he himself sees there's a lie there, but if he wants to believe it, he can believe that he has that strength. So Paro is being asked, can you send my people? And Paro knows that Hashem controls him. He can tell the whole world, I created myself and I control the Nile and I'm God. He could say everything. But how come every time Hashem tells him a plague is coming, he can't stop it? So he has to recognize the truth that Hashem is running the show. And yet, if Hashem's asking him, then he can deceive himself and say, look at how great I am. No, then my answer is no.
He's allowed to, Hashem almost allows him to be able to deceive himself because even though he can't prevent the plague, he can fool himself into saying, I can stop it. Because each time, even when he agrees, it stops. So he's deluded himself, I think. I mean, you know, it's because it seems so insane. But you know, Rabbi Lav gives reasons how it gets that way. What was the point, though, of the wise men and the normal sorcerers couldn't do it, but the super sorcerers could? Why is that, how does that make that difference?
There are two points. Number one is that Paro got it wrong. Paro thought everyone could do it. And the second point is, it says in the Rishonim, I think in the Ramban, that Hashem wanted his top men involved so that they would initially say, we can do whatever they can do. And once they were in the playing field, then Hashem would show them, you can't. If they wouldn't have been brought into the playing field, then they could have stood on the sidelines and said, yeah, we can do that.
What's scary about that is also when you brought up the last point about the idols, that, you know, when the idols testify, there is such a thing, usually, as black arts or these forces, even though Hashem is ultimately in charge of you. But it's scary because it can give these people and these forces powers that can lead to, you know, people going off, you know, going to a grave and praying to the person instead of Hashem and, you know, the son, you know, I'm just saying, it's a little bit too long.